Russia and the United States have failed to make progress in talks on a dispute over a Cold War era intermediate range nuclear forces treaty known as INF. That was announced by Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. The Russian official met the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security, Andrea Thompson, in the Chinese capital Beijing. During the talks, the Russian side stressed the importance of preserving the INF. Ryabkov had said earlier that it depends on Washington whether the two sides would be able to establish a constructive dialogue on the issue. Meanwhile, Thompson said that Russia has not acknowledged that it had violated the treaty.
Arms control regimes only work if standards are maintained and if there are consequences for violating those standards. If you don't abide by that standard and the other parties allow it to manifest, you've now set a new standard, and that undermines all of our arms control regimes.
Meanwhile, she said Washington remains open to more dialogue on the issue. The INF Treaty was signed back in 1987 between the United States and the Soviet Union. The agreement provided for the elimination of all nuclear and conventional missiles, as well as their launchers, with ranges of 500 to 5,500 kilometers. However, the U.S. announced in October that it was withdrawing from the agreement, citing Russia's non-compliance with the treaty.
Years-long war of words and the threat of a catastrophic nuclear confrontation between the two main victors of World War II came to an end with a clinching of a hard-earned deal. In late 1987, then-U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, also known as the INF. The accord barred both sides from possessing, developing, or even test-firing intermediate missiles with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. The U.S. wanted to protect itself and its European allies, which were within range of such missiles. Similarly, American missiles deployed right on the Soviet Union's doorstep could put the Soviet security in serious jeopardy. The treaty came into force in June 1988, and in a three-year period, some 2,700 missiles were destroyed. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, its successor state, Russia, remained a signatory to the INF Treaty. Despite the existence of verification procedures to ensure the compliance, the White House and the Kremlin have long been accusing each other of violating the treaty. In 2014, then-U.S. President Barack Obama claimed that Russia's testing of a cruise missile was in breach of the accord. However, his administration only went as far as issuing criticizing remarks. Now, 4 years on, Obama's successor Donald Trump, who marketed himself as the ultimate dealmaker during his raucous run for president, has decided to withdraw from the INF. Without any sort of proof whatsoever, Trump cited violations by Russia as the reason. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Well, that was Donald Trump speaking on October the 20th. President Trump even threatened that the U.S. will build up its nuclear arsenal more aggressively unless Russia and China stop developing missiles banned under the agreement. Let's not forget that China is not a party to the INF Treaty. Trump's decision has raised global concerns, with Russia and the European Union warning of more instability and China calling on the U.S. to, quote, think twice. The INF Treaty is also the backbone of a 2010 nuclear deal between Washington and Moscow, which stipulates that both nations have to cut their warheads, nuclear warheads, to no more than 1,550. Trump's move to scrap the deal, the Cold War-era arms control deal, could have disastrous consequences for global security, dragging the U.S. and Russia into a new nuclear arms race.
International lawyer Edward Corrigan believes that the United States has already violated the INF missile treaty by producing low-yield nuclear weapons used in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I have read reports that the United States is already in production of low-yield nuclear weapons, which would be used in the battlefield or in close, borders, not like intercontinental ballistic missiles, which go from the United States to Russia or vice versa. So the evidence is the United States is already doing this. The Americans were complaining that the Russians were developing a cruise missile, but the Americans have cruise missiles, which are conventional weapons, but also I'm sure could be adapted to nuclear weapons, and they've used them with great force and effect against Iraq, against other countries, Syria, Afghanistan, and they have used these missiles without any sort of restriction. People tend to forget, but in the 1960s, there was almost, the United States and Russia almost went to the brink of nuclear war. And the background to that was that the American generals were bragging that they could hit and destroy Moscow in 6 minutes, and the Russians could do nothing about it because they had missiles in Turkey. So the Russians said, hey, we have a friend in Cuba, so we can put missiles in Cuba, which will have the first strike capability of 6 minutes.